Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
That's his game. They don't get back. They would look, now look at his steal. Here's the steal. 3-on-1. Alley-oop. Oh, my goodness. Marcus Mizzen.
And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops in.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mabin. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Mabin. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mabin. So sit back and relax and watch Mabin.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mabin on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mabin and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Mabin here on 93.9 The Ville. Marcus will be in with us here in just a little bit. Steve Rummage in the building. Chase! Taking care of us in the booth this morning, man.
What's up?
I found out when you found out. So, Nick, shout out to you, man. Thanks for letting us know.
He texted me last night after my bedtime. So
that's awesome. I mean, you know, you could shoot us a message. Would have been fine. But that's okay. Either way, it's good to have Chase. I'm excited. And my God, what a morning.
It's been a morning.
What a 24 hours. Listen, we have between Coach Kelsey tweeting out Zach Bryan, which Chase and I are...
I'm swooning.
We're in love. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're stans.
Yeah.
We're now Coach Kelsey stans.
Yeah, I'm this close to finding them and proposing.
Huh.
So, take that with, you know...
That's one way to...
What you will.
I mean, you can, I guess... Yeah, I mean, if you want to go that route, you can do that. I'm just going to really enjoy him as a coach.
Yeah.
I just want to let you set it.
To each their own.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, whatever you like.
Yeah.
You know, good for you, man. So it's between that, you've got Trey Townsend from Oakland's coming on a visit this weekend. He's going to be here for the spring game in Thunder. Are you kidding me? Like, so we've got that. Will Ballo show up today? Who knows? We're gonna figure that out. We're still looking forward to a Jaden Kwanitz on Thursday. Louisville, I believe, is going to get another basketball commitment today. So we're on Javon Hadley watch. There's just a plethora of stuff on the basketball side. And then on the football side, we get Penny Boone leaving last night. And this morning, 5-6 guys in the portal until they weren't because it was a false report. we're going to get to that too. So just a wave of emotion this morning, but man, it's exciting. Oh, and the cherry on top is my guy, James Strebel, beast mode activating. My 4-star who's been on a mission trip for 2 years.
I hope his mission's finished.
Listen, college basketball is the rivalry definitely is not going to look the same.
No, it is not.
that is for sure. So between all that, here we sit on the 16th of April. And this is where we go from here.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man. So anyways, where do we start, Chase? What do you think? I mean, this morning, I guess I could go chronologically just this morning. But I will say I probably will kick it off here because that's kind of the story of the morning. with football. For those of you that don't know, Penny Boone goes into the portal yesterday. Hate to see that. Hate to see Penny Boone going. But it was anybody who's been out to spring ball this year has noticed Don Chaney running with the ones. Donald Chaney Jr. from Miami has been just the number one back. It was one of the first things I noticed at practice. I think other people were like, man, is he running with the ones? So Penny Boone's in the portal. Whatever reason. I mean, yeah. I don't think it makes Penny Boone a bad kid or anything. Like, you know, just say, okay, man, go somewhere. If there's another place that can offer you money and you can start there, like, I feel you. Offensive players in the portal just don't bother me with Coach Brohm at all. So I'm kind of like, whatever. I mean, I do think they're going to add another big-time receiver. Like, I'm fine. Like, yeah. Really, I'm good. Maurice Turner, Donald Chaney Jr., been watching Isaac Brown run really well as a freshman. I mean, you've got Kewan Brown, who I thought ran really well last year, who's now a sophomore. I'm really fine at the running back room. So we can get to Penny Boone, though. So then this morning or overnight, you get one of those college football insider insight. You know, you see those pop up all the time for basketball and football now. It's like, you know, college basketball insights or something or college basketball headlines.
Coaching search, hot board.
Yeah. And it's like, and they just put up a random, none of them ever, they'll never show their face, you know, and they're like, yeah, well, I've just got insiders. Okay, well, on what? So this one in particular, as people have noticed before it got taken down, was located in Florida, which started last night, it was College Football Headlines, I believe is what it's called, started the conversation of checks are quote-unquote bouncing at Louisville, which is 100% not the case. Can tell you that for fact, which I think a lot of people could. But Zach Soskins, and he tweeted, apparently Zach Soskins, you know, chatted with the guy and was like, that's not right. You're wrong on this. Like, you're spreading false information. And, like, you know, and the guy posted the screenshots, but essentially Zach Soskins told him, like, no, you face legal action. You keep saying stuff like that. Like, you can't just do that, you know? Like, this is a smear campaign.
Yeah.
So the guy tweeted out, which I don't really know why the guy or girl, whoever it was, posted the screenshots. I'm like, yeah, it kind of just incriminates yourself. I mean, like, yeah, no, Zach was clearly saying, like, no, what you're saying is wrong. Like, I'm a firsthand source, and you're telling me, like, no, you're wrong here. Like, you know, so this morning we get a tweet from Brandon Marcello, who is very respected, from 247 Sports, says five guys going into the portal. Michael Gonzalez, who's a starter. Truthfully, a little bit of a troubling tweet. I think, Chase, I think you felt the same way I did. It was like, ugh.
Didn't like it.
We're losing Michael Gonzalez. We're losing Sanker, Burgess. We're losing, you know, Tyler Barron, and let me be clear. You might still lose a couple of those guys. I don't know, but that's the world we live in. Like, you're going to lose guys that are decent.
Yeah.
I mean, we live in this bubble. I mean, go look at the portal right now. Like, Rutgers lost a starter. USC lost a starter yesterday. Like, I mean, it happens all over the place.
Yeah.
Right before spring games or right after spring games.
Yeah, and I think part of it, like, Madden Sanker was a pretty big name when we got him to commit. But, like, in the grand scope, losing a sophomore in the portal and after spring ball doesn't really surprise anybody. I don't think it should, at least. I know he's supposed to be very good eventually and he's got potential, but it's like, I mean, he's a sophomore. He wasn't going to start. Like,
absolutely.
But losing Gonzalez and...
But there's still pieces because as an offensive lineman, you know, you see guys like that and you're like, dang, man, that's depth, you know? Like, I mean, it was, like I said, it was at least, I mean, I still wasn't freaking out, but it was like, that's a little troubling, man. You're losing a lot of guys. It's like, well, until you wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because immediately Michael Gonzalez says, now, you know, I'm here. Mm-hmm. Madden Sanker says, no, that's not true. I'm still here. You know, what are we doing here? So Brandon Marcello has since then taken down the tweet and has, I'll say this to his credit at least, has put out a tweet that has rescinded that and said, look, I've called, I've apologized to Jeff Brohm. And he's an SEC guy. He's from the South, Marcello. And I'm just going to be honest. When you look at SEC football or Florida State football, do you know what they've looked at the last 2 years, Chase? They've looked at Louisville sitting atop the transfer portal market for two straight years, either number one or number two. Mm-hmm. They've watched Louisville go from a whatever to in year one winning 10 games going to the ACC championship. Listen, starting next year, or not this season, but the season after, Louisville would have been in the playoff last year just for making. Like, Louisville is starting to get a seat at the table, and they don't want to give that up. You don't want Louisville to have a seat at the table. The less people at the table is what you want here, especially when you're trying to make, you know, two entities with the Big Ten and the SEC and stuff. You don't want teams like Louisville being like, no, we can play with you guys, you know, like, hang on. So to me, it's not real surprising that some things that have come out and you know, that some you've had some false reports or false accusations being thrown Louisville's way.
Yeah.
And that seems to be I do appreciate people like Marcello and them tweeting that out. I am a little disappointed. Like again, college football headlines, dude, guess my, you know what? Like, dude, I don't care what that guy says. Like, who are you?
Yeah.
Okay. You put a college football logo up and it's like, college football headlines. Their checks are bouncing. Okay, well, you could be anybody, dude. I was a little disappointed that somebody like Marcello and them ran with that, like, without talking to...
Oh, yeah.
Because it's my understanding that he hadn't spoken with Jeff Brohm or anything.
Yeah.
Just put that out? Like, that was a little... again, I can give you credit for rescinding it and stuff, and also say I'm a little disappointed it even got out there. Like, that's...
Yeah, because it gave some validity to a statement. And just
You have the college football headlines guy saying, oh, checks are bouncing, from Florida, by the way, saying, oh, no, checks are bouncing and different stuff like that, you know, and it's like, okay, and then when you go out there and you run with this from SEC country, like, that's pretty
disingenuous. Sucks.
Like, yeah, like you put validity on that. You make it look like, oh, maybe that's true.
Yeah.
Maybe Louisville's checks are bouncing. Maybe they're not. I mean, gosh, if they're losing these guys, and it's like, man, like,
well,
that was an awful big list. It's different when you look at a Pete Nackles list, who was wrong also, by the way, let me be clear. But at least with that list, you're like, okay, there's a couple guys here that, and immediately Vic Cutler from Ohio State once come out, it's like, no, that's not true. So kudos to the Louisville guys for immediately shutting that down. But yeah,
they definitely need to. But to add to your point about how we are a target, I've seen on the basketball recruiting front, like, people on Twitter replies calling us a quote unquote bag team, which I'm assuming means the rumors about us having a lot of NIL have come to fruition, and that's how the outside world, because people that aren't in the state of Kentucky, see Louisville as like an NIL hub.
Yeah.
So any player that, you know, wants to come here gets listed on our, offered list or whatever, or reached out to lists.
Yes.
If we're listed under them, they immediately think, well, that player's chasing a bag.
Oh, yeah.
So if they could take that out of it, if they could use a headline like that, and take our NIL out of us, then they think they can gut us.
Absolutely.
Brohm, obviously, not going to let that happen, which I'm actually very glad to see that they were quick on that, because social media such a big part of NIL, obviously, and transfer portal, everything. I mean, if that gets out and people get catch wind of that, even if it's not true, if they believe it, and then we don't get on top of it and squash it publicly, then that could hurt us.
Oh, no, no, absolutely. So kudos to Louisville and the staff for immediately kind of shutting that down. Like, no, that's not. And again, to me, there's a drastic difference in college football headlines and Brandon Marcello.
Yes.
Like, that's why I say college football headlines. I'm like, okay, that could be any kid. You don't know. I mean, like, what are we doing here? That's just, that could be a coach for another school, for all you know. I mean, Marcello, it was like, it's quite disappointing that you would run with something like that without getting any sort of confirmation from the coaches. Like,
yeah.
You work for 247, my man. Like,
well, and the two happened,
a big deal.
The two happened so closely together. It was like,
yeah,
it was easy for people to be like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
That guy was right.
Yeah. You know, and so when you get something like that from SEC country, you know, it's like, oh, okay, well, these are, you know. And again, I'm not saying Louisville's not going to lose guys into the portal. I mean, they lost Penny Boone yesterday. I think they'll lose a couple more guys in the portal. That's how it's going to happen. I mean, like, that's the world we live in. And some of them, maybe guys that you're like, oh, I thought he was going to play this year. Like, I thought he was going to be pretty good. What happened? You know, that's how it goes. You know, that's the thing. But I mean, yeah, you know, when you throw stuff like that, I mean, there's so many local arguments to be had. Like I said, you put Michael Gonzalez out there and it says, okay, well, you have, maybe he wanted to play guard. Maybe he didn't play. Okay, is there something going on there with the staff? Is there? It brings up a lot of questions that were just unnecessary, you know, and it's like, okay, none of that was happening. Now, this is also why it's so great to have a coach-fan relationship the way we do with Jeff Brohm. And that's important. The way we will with Pat Kelsey, I believe, and we'll get to Pat Kelsey later. But, I mean, is because when that stuff happens – sorry, I was reading. I got Ty sent me a couple. Ty Spalding from CardinalSports.com. It's nasty the way that went down.
Yeah,
right, I was reading. I'm not going to share what he texted me, but yeah, just it's very disingenuous, man. Just,
shout out to Ty as well because he came out like 30 seconds after the first tweet from Marcello and was like,
"Yeah,
just talked to Michael Gonzalez. He's not leaving."
Yeah,
Madden's anchor said he's not leaving.
Yeah, yeah. So. Yeah, no, yeah. No, he jumped all over. Yeah, kudos to my guy, man. Yeah, yeah, he did. He jumped all over it and has and if you want, he's got a little more in-depth information on his boards now.
Mm-hmm.
I would go read that, and it kind of explains a little more about what's happening. But yeah, I was reading what he sent me. Yeah, it's like you do forget. You're like, okay, I want to say, hey, kudos to you for coming out and rescinding it, but then you're also like, well, yeah, but it's still pretty bad what you did, man. Yeah. And for you to say, you know, I just called and said I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope you really did that. Yeah, because that's a lot. You put a lot of stuff on kids, on coaches, on everything else. So,
well,
yeah.
You know, Brohm can use it as a target as well. Like he can.
Oh,
use
Brohm
it in
will. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Brohm
great.
Can. Did you sit there with your St. X soccer shirt on?
I love it.
Talk about Brohm. Are you like I'm from Bullock County. No, I don't even get in the Catholic school argument. I try, but
well, I didn't live through it. My dad did.
Yeah.
And when we got him, he was like, God, he's
awesome.
Beat the hell out of him.
Yeah,
he's St. X guy.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, when you have a guy like Brohm, yeah, no, Brohm will. He'll use this as motivation.
Love it.
Yeah, and right, and I love it. By the way, Louisville's already talking to Ohio State running back. Which former Ohio State running back. So just to tell you how quickly the portal moves, I mean, you know, Penny Boone's in the portal. Now former Ohio State running back Dallin Hayden says he's talking with Colorado, Auburn, Louisville, UCLA, Virginia Tech. And Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's how quickly, that's why I'm like, yeah, I don't, like Penny Boone would have been a good piece. I don't freak out over it. I'm not, like I said, not being disingenuous, not knocking Penny Boone. Like, yeah, I think where he was at in the depth chart played a role in why he's not here. But, okay, it's the NIL world, man. I feel you. It's transfer portal world. You can leave.
especially a running back. I mean, I think the problem with it was when we got him, everybody fell in love with, you know, he's baby bus.
Oh, I like him. I think he's good.
He was a shiny toy.
Yeah, I'm not rewriting history there, but when you go to practice, you watch Don Chaney, and it was like, oh, he's really good.
Yeah. Well, we saw it up close.
Yeah, and you're like, well, he can, I mean, yeah, and can Brom, maybe Brom's getting something out of him that he didn't do in Miami. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, yeah, no, I'm, again, especially skill players, I just don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I love Colin Lacey, and I love Ja'Cory Brooks. If they left tomorrow, I'd be like, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm just not worried about skill players. You. I'm just not. If you guys are listening to that, please don't leave. I do like you. Yeah. But I wouldn't freak out.
No.
Now, if
you.
We started losing 5-6 starters off the defense, it'd be like, oh, man, like that's okay. We need to replenish that, you know? But yeah, just not freaking out about.
Well, and you don't know
skill players.
Like, I know last year we ran the ball a ton. But it's like, you need two running backs for sure, just because. But like, you don't know if we're
going
to run the ball
like that. Yeah, 100%. 100%. You're good, man. You can get that. By the way, 38, 31, 93.9 is the text line. 81, 50, 93.9 is the phone lines. We'll get to both of them. 100%. Brom's going to tailor his offense to his team. Last year, he tailored his offense to Isaac Guerrero. And kudos to Brom, because here's the thing. Going into the season, we know what Isaac Grindo is now, but going into the season, Brom's thinking, well, my running backs are way better than my receivers. I wouldn't have thought that going into the season. I would have been like, oh, I mean, we got this kid from Wisconsin, and I mean, Javar Jordan's good, but Turner's young, and Grindo, I didn't think, honestly, I thought Grindo would be like a fill-in guy, you know, places. But Brom knew. So he tailored his offense to those guys.
Yes.
And it showed during the season.
And defense.
He'll do that this year, too. He's perfectly fine with moving around due to personnel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I don't worry about that. I think Tyler Shuck will be the starter just after watching him. If he comes out and says, actually, we're going with Pierce or we're going with this guy. Okay, cool.
Yeah, trust him.
I feel you. Yeah, like, I feel you.
Don't forget about the tight ends either, guys. We got some tight ends.
Yeah, you're right. We've got some good. We didn't even have tight ends last year. Yeah. I mean, I don't mean that offensively to the guys we did have, but, I mean, they weren't big-time pieces. I mean, Joey Gatewood had never played the position, you know? Yeah. It's like, okay.
And he still had some games.
Yeah, and he still had a good.
You that's know, why you're
yeah.
saying.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, okay, now we do. So we'll go ahead and take some calls here. We'll start off with Ray. Welcome in to 93.9. What's going on, man? Roy.
Hey, what's going on, Steve? Well, it's been a minute since I talked to you. But,
how's things up in Columbus, man?
Hey, I was listening, and I saw where they started talking to Dallas Hayden.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, dude, I've been a fan of that kid since he walked on campus at Ohio State. I thought he should have got way more playing time up. I mean, you know, you're talking Ohio State. Of course, they have a zillion running backs. But I just,
Roy, they have the best backfield probably in the last 8 years of college football. Let's not undersell. Ohio State has two first-round running backs in the backfield this year.
You're not kidding. When they signed Junkin,
All
my friends were calling me, and they're like, what's up with this guy? I said, dude, that dude an awesome running back that you guys don't hear a lot of up here in Columbus. I said, but if he starts over Travion Henderson, I won't be surprised.
I know.
I said, but that will be the baddest 1-2 punch Ohio State's probably ever had.
You're not kidding, man.
I said, I don't even care. I said, you guys don't even have to worry about a quarterback. Just get a guy to hand the ball.
Get a guy to hand it off, man. Yeah, they got a squad up there. But to your point, that's a really good running back in Hayden that could be leaving. That's like, no, he's a really good running back. He's behind two first-round picks.
That dude can catch. And when he first went to Ohio State, he was kind of on the smaller side. But I'm telling you, over the last 2 years, he has added weight. And like last year, of course, my daughter's getting really into the sports. So me and her's watching. And I was telling her, I said, wait till Hayden gets to play, and he would never get a play. And then he only played a couple games, but every time he did, I mean, it was just electric. I said, this kid has just got to be chomping at the bit to play. And when he hit the transfer portal, I was like, oh, man, I would have loved to have seen what he could do. I said, but, you know, maybe he'll go somewhere where I like. And I didn't think he would come to Louisville because we had a stock backfield ourselves with Boone and all them guys. I was kind of surprised he's leaving. But like you said, Brom is building a machine to where we can go next guy up. And so I don't think it's going to be with Turner and some of them other backfields, the freshman kid, that's going to be a big problem. And then if we get lucky and get Hayden, oh, man, that'd just be awesome on our part.
Absolutely, man. Roy, it was good hearing from you, man.
Hey, Steve, one thing. I've been trying to respond to some of your texts and stuff like that, and I don't know if something happened and on my end where it blocks me from, you know, answering or talking back to you on your Twitters and stuff like that, but I didn't know if it was something that you changed or something like that, but it blocks me every time.
No, I got you. Look, I had an incident about a year ago where I got a tweet that said something derogatory about my son and I saw that guy in public and let's just put it this way, I was like, you know what? To save myself, I should probably just not get responses anymore from people I don't follow. So, hey, can you text the text line if you can, and send me your Twitter, and I'll follow you, and you'll be able to jump in there.
All right, hey Steve, great show, man. I even listen to Diener when you get on there now, and I think you do a really good job, Steve. I love your post. And you guys are a lifeline for me up here in Buckeye Country for the Louisville stuff. So, well, man, I can't wait for some basketball commits. I'm telling you, I'm right with you, man.
It's coming, man. It's coming, man. Hopefully today we get one. So hang around.
I need my Louisville red and black to shine again up here. I've been taking a beating for the last couple of years around here. But, hey, I don't own no blue. My work shirts are blue. I don't even wear them. I wear an all-color shirt at work. I said, I don't own blue. I said, the only thing blue I got is a toilet and toilet paper.
I love it. I love it, man.
Hey, Steve, you have a good day, brother.
All right, Roy.
Continue success, buddy.
I appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much, man. That's Roy, man. He lives in Columbus. He's called our show forever. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, good dude, man. Loves the cards. I think you hear about players like that, and it's like, yeah, man, you can replace guys. Let me see. Texter says, I think if you enroll or participate in spring ball, you're committed unless there's a coaching change. You got to fix that. Well, yeah, there are things that I think we can fix. I was at practice last week. Boone wasn't that impressive. Chaney and Brown looked the most consistent. Yeah, I mean, I will say there was some things without just, okay, the kid – you know, now that he's left, we're just going to, you know, he wasn't that good. But there was things that you watched and was like, it might be. I remember telling someone last week, and I have the text. I should just tweet it out so people know I'm serious and I'm not just making this up. I texted somebody just last week, and they were asking about Moon, and I was like, probably more of a goal line guy, but he's really good on the goal line. Yeah. Like, that was my thing. I was like, hey, within in the red zone – short yardage, he looks like he's going to be an animal.
Yeah.
Is he going to break big runs? I don't think so. Like, you know, it's kind of like, that was.
I hear you. And one of the things that Roy just said about Hall, he said he can catch. I love hearing that.
Yeah.
I'd like to get some pass catching running backs in our game.
Absolutely.
Make a little bit of a difference.
Absolutely. Let's see. I saw that football has too many scholarships. How does that happen? How many have to leave? Yeah, I believe we are over the limit. So there will be more weeding out that will happen.
I think it was 8.
Yeah. I was going to say. So that's what I mean. Guys are going to hit the portal. I promise you. Like, that will happen.
Well, we said that in the winter. We were like, we can't lose our minds when we lose a few of these guys.
Absolutely.
And here we were. And now we're a little bit more down to earth, but like, yeah, you're gonna. I mean, the Penny Boone one hurts. Like we said, like everybody was very excited when we got him, but it's like,
sure. I mean, that was a good pickup, man.
You're gonna lose some decent players and probably some players that most people don't know the names of unless you're us and we know all the players' names. But it's gonna happen.
That's fair. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get back on this. Plus, we got basketball to watch today. So we'll do it, man. Middays with Mark Smaven, Steve Rummage, Chase in the Booth, 93.9 DeVille.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
We're having an all-night revival. Some call the women and some will steal the Bible.
This can absolutely be our song. I'm fine with this. People don't know what this is.
Oh my God.
People don't know what this is. This is the song that Zach Bryan revival that I guess I can call it old school. It was what, like 2020-ish.
Yeah, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that was gonna say that. COVID. Yeah, that was that album back in there. I guess that's old school now. I don't know, but that's the song that Coach Kelsey tweeted out this morning with the winky face, which I'm here for 100%. I think a lot of people are assuming that's means Javon Hadley. I think people are expecting him to commit to Louisville today. We'll see. He's down to Louisville and USC. Colorado, 6'6". We talked about him yesterday. Stat stuffer. You know, maybe we get him today. And then of course, the other conversation today is, does Omar Ballo show up today? I don't know. It seems like he's Indiana bound. But it's definitely something to watch. I mean, if he shows up, I feel like you got a shot, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's why people were disappointed Dante Maddox didn't commit over the weekend.
Yeah.
They thought, well, let's get him in. And that's the dream.
That's another big thing, too, though. I think Maddox ends his Xavier visit today.
And he narrowed it to us and Xavier. Or he didn't, but
Ty Spalding said it feels like us and Xavier.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, that's all I say. I mean, is Ballo the only guy today that we're watching out for as far as visits? Because I know Thursday, there's Ali Khalifa, Jaden Quainitz, the Traor from Long Beach State, which is one I really like.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. And then Friday, we learned yesterday, we have Trey Townsend from Oakland.
I love it.
He's going to be here for the spring game and Thunder. Like, that's...
Yeah.
I mean, couldn't ask for a better visit. Because it's him... Corin Johnson.
That's right.
And Boopie Miller from Wake Forest will all be on campus together. That's like that's a big week, man.
So how do you think the commitments, like if we, let's say we got Maddox tomorrow, Hadley today, does that change? Are they going to come visit still?
I don't know. I think that would
like
change.
Like Boopie Miller.
Yeah, like a kid like that, like I could see if they say, well, you've already got Edwards, Hadley, Rain Smith, and...
Like Maddox and Boopie Miller's point guard, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. If we get Maddox, is he still going to...
Yeah, I know. No, I think it's a fair question. I think it's absolutely a fair question. I think it changes some things around to where you're like, okay, well, is that guy is interested anymore? You know, where you're like, I don't know. I mean, that's the thing with Ballo, okay? Let's say he comes in here today. On the flip side, is there pressure on Maddox and Ballo or people like that to be like, yeah, there's dudes coming later this week. I'm going to take them. So if you want a spot, you're going to have to.
Yeah, do it now.
Yeah, like, you know, I do wonder if that's not the case, you know? So, I mean, it works both ways. But, man, it should be an interesting weekend. I think we're going to come out of this week with two or three commits, probably.
Yeah, I'm hoping, you know, two or three. Give us three, and then I mean, once you're at three, right? Then we have six on the roster.
Yeah. Now people talk. I did read something yesterday where they said, I think the plan is for Jaden Kwanitz to take a couple other visits after, but we know how that goes too. Sometimes they do like Dante Maddox, and they're like, no, I'm taking all my visits. Yep. Maddox was very, from people I've talked to, Maddox was very upfront with the staff that he was going to Illinois and he was going to Xavier. He was going to do those regardless. I'm taking all my visits. And I think there are more kids in the NIL day now that will do that. We'll say, no, I want to look at all the options. And I think as a fan, sometimes we're like, well, that sucks, you know, because we're kind of like, Texter says, I think Trey is only here Saturday and Sunday, not the spring game. Okay, well, yeah, I mean, even if that, I mean, shoot, get him here for Thunder. That's still, but yeah, okay, that's fair. If that correction, I appreciate that. Yeah, because that could be the case too.
As far as visits go, would you rather be first or would you rather be last?
In the NIL world, I'd rather be first.
Okay.
But.
Because if Balo comes in here and he said, IU offered me, I mean, I don't think there's any rules against this, right? He can say, IU offered me much.
Oh, no, that will happen.
And Kelsey's going to be like, well, I'll give you $2 more than that. You know, like.
Do you like us better? Yeah. What do you like about. Yeah, no, listen, I think it can work both ways. Mm-hmm. I don't think there is a strategy anymore. Yeah. People are like, okay, because like, for instance, some may say, well, man, we're Jaden Kwanitz's first visit. Well, what if he takes two other visits or Maddox? Mm-hmm. You wanted to be Maddox's first visit until he take the other two visits. Well, Trey Townsend, you're going to be his third. He's visiting Arizona. What was the other one? Ohio State and Louisville. You're last. So are you more comfortable about getting Trey Townsend? Are you more comfortable about getting Dante Maddox? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't think there is a.
Because before NIL, you wanted to be first no matter what? Or did it matter?
No, I think before NIL, you almost wanted to be last.
Yeah.
Just because okay. It's like, I want to be the lasting impression.
Okay.
Because they're not going to pull the trigger, you know?
Yeah. I guess, yeah, with NIL, if you're first, you can throw some money out there and see. I mean, that's a hard thing to turn down when you have it sitting in front of you.
Absolutely is. You know? Absolutely is. So that's why I say I don't know that their strategy anymore.
Yeah.
like the strategy is this, Chase. See if you agree with me on this. The strategy is get their rear ends on campus. That's why I say I think Balo's going to IU. I think that just feels like that's what's going to happen. Feels like Mike Woodson and those guys have went all out for him. But if he shows up here this afternoon, you got a shot.
Yes.
You at least got a shot. That's what I say. If they show on campus, you have a shot. That's the important thing. You see Balo on campus this week or today, you absolutely have a shot. Will you get him? I don't know. But that's why I say the goal is just, in this world today, the goal is just to get him on campus, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then let's see what we got from there.
And that's Kelsey's mindset, which I love. That's why that was my take on the Khalifa. Everybody was like, or is that that's how you say it?
Yeah,
right?
Ali Khalifa.
Yeah, he.
I think what you're gonna say here. I think me and you feel the exact same way.
Yeah. So he feels like he can flip anybody. Get him on the campus. Who cares?
Right? Yeah, like
he doesn't care. If he ends up leaving, but like Kelsey's ego is not an ego. It's confidence.
Sure,
I love that.
Yeah, like I don't care. Okay, say it is a setup. Well, if I think he's a good player, I'll take a shot at him. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Oh, you're going to flex because you got a guy that played for you last year over me? Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Like, no, if he wants to come visit here, and I did hear, I guess there might be a connection there with him and Kloman.
Yeah.
Zoo. So, but like, absolutely. Like, no, I'm gonna take a shot at him. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not worried about that. Oh, what are you gonna do? Pound your chest because you got Ali Khalifa over me? Okay, cool. Well, I'm gonna go get Jaden Kwanitz. I don't know. You know, like, whatever. Like, fine.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, that's why I say you get anybody on campus, you have a shot to land them in this world. That's why it's exciting to see when Maddox is when all you see these names that are going to be on campus this week, because it's like, Okay, Jaden Quainance says he's going to check out a couple other schools. I would imagine Missouri and Arkansas both will probably get a look at him. Okay, he was crystal balled to Missouri for a long time, and then Cal and Kentucky told him. Now, Cal's at Arkansas, Missouri's still out there, but there's also the chance that he doesn't take another one of those visits. That when you get him on campus, I mean, there's a chance that, hey, he just pulls the trigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is me. I'm in.
Yeah.
I love it.
And Kelsey being a salesman, that's the part where it's not, like, wow.
I will say, Chase, I need a Townsend Quainance front court. Like, I need my next breath.
I would love it.
That would be the ultimate, I mean, just F you.
Not just because they're very good. Because they are.
Oh, and they're both
good.
Very good.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
I love Townsend, but if I could have Quainance and Balo.
Both playing.
No,
goodness.
Look, hey, how did Kelsey say it? National championship.
National championship. I love it. I love it. Get them all on. I don't care.
Again, there'll be the kid from Long Beach State. He had 2 triple doubles this year.
Wow,
that's what I love about guys like him. And that's another thing. Like, I hate this is a conversation, but it just is. What if Balo, somebody like that, is a big time money player? Do you have to look at it? I don't know what you do, but do you have to look at it and say, "Oh, we could get him," or I could for the same price
save it.
I could sign Long Beach State, Townsend from Oakland, and this guy. Is it, you know, or do you say, no, he's a guy I need.
He's got it.
That would be the dude.
Yeah.
And then I'll figure the rest out. Like, you know, that's what I say. It just, to me, it just depends on the coach and the philosophy and everything.
And man. And it's NIL, so new, you don't know if that's a thing that's happening or if he's just getting them in and he's trying to sell them all. And
yeah,
if he gets them,
it's a great text. It's a great text, Chase. Having someone on campus is big. May not get them this year, but in the transfer world, you may next year. That's a great point. That's a really good text because that's so true, man. You get them on campus, and it's like, man, this world, it's all going to come around so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great. Am I the only one? Thanks, it's hilarious. UK fans finding over a kid that would have been their worst prospect if Cal was still. Yeah, that is. I have enjoyed that. What did he say? Beast mode activated, as James Strebel would say.
Yeah. Exclamation point.
Somebody says the exact opposite of what Steve says. Okay. Well, that might be true. They probably get money from the visits, the schools. I mean, I know there is a lot of people do ask for money to visit. I don't know if any of these guys fit that bill. Style and fit still matters to recruits. I do agree with that also. I do agree with that. I don't think, I do think Drew very much believes it's just a money whip. And I do think he's right to an extent. The money is the main thing anymore. But I do think, especially with older transfers, that style and, like, they know. They've played 3 years of college basketball. I know where I'm not going to be good.
Well, let's say, for example, like, you sacrifice $30,000, right? Like, so Louisville offers you, you know, $50,000. And then somewhere else where you fit better and where you are going to shine a little bit more offers you $20,000. You go to the one that offers you $20,000 because you think maybe I can make it up in the aggregate and play pro ball. Maybe not in the NBA, but overseas, right? Gives you a better chance to look good and get some money.
And I would fit. And that's what I'm saying, especially older people, man. Older players, man, that have played a lot of ball, they know what to look for. You know what I'm saying? Like, they know. Like, yeah, so, and they're not stupid, man. They will say, hey, yeah, I may take $30,000 less, but I'm going to make, like you said, I'm going to make that up because I'm going to look really good in that system, you know? So now I do think recruits, you might be able to, I think high school kids, you may be able to money whip a little more.
Yeah.
Just throw it in front of their face, you know, like, you want
this? Well, because they think they're going to be good no matter what, right?
Yeah.
Because they've been dominating high school this whole time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So it's like, it's a big difference. And that's where a guy like Jaden Quainance is a unique, because he's a 2-year guy.
Yeah.
Well, and somebody did text us in yesterday, and I do agree with them. I don't know that there's anything guaranteed as a two-year guy anymore because with the portal. And I was like, yeah, that is fair. It's exciting to have quality guys visiting that you feel like you got a shot at. Wasn't the case the last staff. Plus, fans are excited. We have NIL money to swing at them now. Yeah, I agree. I mean, listen, this is fun. Recruiting is fun. Now, hear me out. We won't be building a roster in this manner probably ever again under Coach Kelsey. I mean, we're building a roster basically from the ground up. You know, this will never happen again under Kelsey because you just won't. I mean, it won't happen under Mark Pope. That's not just Kelsey Center. You're building an entire roster basically in year one, which I think is going to be the case pretty much with every coach that there's a coaching change because the portal. That goes up because the portal is going to open and they're going to leave. I mean, who would think in a world Kentucky would have like one guy on the roster right now?
I know.
Like, it's Kentucky. You would be like, oh, well, I mean, it don't matter if there's a coach change. A bunch of guys are going to stay at Kentucky. Well, not in this world.
Yeah.
Not in the NIL world. Not in the portal world. No, they got to build a roster just like everybody else does. Cal has no players on the roster.
Yeah.
Louisville's got three, technically. Yeah. I think it'll be four here in the next few hours, but
Cal got Big Z yesterday.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He did. So he's got one.
He's got one.
Yeah, it's like, dude, like, that's just the world. Let's take Yo Lock before we go to break. Yo Lock, welcome into 939. What's up, man?
What's up, Steve?
That's it.
Hey, man, you know what, man? It feels good as a fan to sit back and not just know that the football program is in good hands with Coach Jeff Fromm, mm-hmm. and the basketball program is in good hands. You know, with Coach PK. But you know what, man? I was just thinking, we just witnessed something that really both programs, Louisville and Kentucky, that will probably never happen again in our lifetime, at least. Maybe our grandkids. But this is crazy what happened. What just happened to both programs back to back? First of all, with the University of Louisville and our national championship coach, Hall of Fame coach, you know, where the governor comes in and somehow our coach gets fired. Not just him, but our athletic director, and our program goes down in the dump. Then you get through the Scott Pageant and the other guy, then you end up with Chris Mack, and then you end up settling for a former player who won a championship at your school. And of course, it ended in total disaster. You look at the University of Kentucky. They had a national championship Hall of Fame coach. You're the Hall of Fame too, am I correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. He ends up basically getting ran out of town because I know he felt the pressure. And he ends up exiting, going to another job. Well, they end up settling. First of all, Kenny Payne didn't have no head coach experience. I forgot to say that. We settled on a guy who didn't have no head coach experience. They ended up getting rid of their national championship coach, Hall of Fame coach, and they settled in on a former player who won a national championship for their school as well. Only he has head coaching experience, but he has never won an NCAA tournament game. I don't think we would ever see that again.
Yeah.
Where both programs have, quote-unquote, fired are some type of conspiracy to get rid of their Hall of Fame national championship winning coaches. This is insane.
Yeah.
What happened to both programs? This is, and with Kentucky, it just came out of the blue. I didn't think Cal. I thought he was going to retire at Kentucky, to tell you the truth.
I did too. It
caught me off guard. I didn't. You know, Arkansas, I didn't think he was going to end up at Arkansas, I'll tell you that much. But it's interesting. I hope Mark Pope fails miserably.
Yeah, same.
I do, because he's a former player as well. Do I think he'll be as worse as Kenny Payne? No, but I hope he does.
Yeah.
Just so I can laugh at him.
Absolutely.
Because I know what we went through those 2 years with him. So, and has been going through since Matt Bevin. I can't believe that. He was in on it. Matt Bevin was in on destroying our program. Wow. That's all.
But we're good now, man. We're good. We're good.
That's right.
I appreciate it, man. I got to get to the commercial here, man. But I appreciate the call. Hey, look. Sometimes you just got to go through it. You just got to say, hey, man.
Yeah, it was a roller coaster.
I got to get it out there.
Yeah,
it's crazy. He's right.
That's why we're here.
That's why we're here, though, man. Listen, we can do a little therapy too. I'm fine with that.
Every day.
All right, Chase. We'll Marcus. I don't know. We'll see. He might show up. We'll see. All right. Middays with Marcus Mabin, Steve Roberts, Chase in the booth, 93.9 The Ville.